Walter struggled mightily, but without so much as a moment's success. The wire was too strong. He saw his hands rise and hover in front of his face. He saw his fingers bend into hooks. They pushed up his eyelids like window shades, then dug the orbs out from the top. He could hear the sounds they made as they tore loose of the tendons which turned them and the optic nerves which relayed their marvelous messages. The sound that marked the end of sight was low and wet. Bright red dashes of light filled his head, and then darkness rushed in forever. In Walter's case, forever wouldn't last long, but if time is subjective, and most of us know that it is, then it was far too long. "Give them to me, I say. No more dilly-dallying. I'm a-hungry." Walter O'Dim, now Walter O'Dark, turned his hands over and dropped his eyeballs. They trailed filaments as they fell, making them look a little like tadpoles. The spider snatched one out of the air, the other plopped to the tile with a surprisingly limber claw at the end of one leg, picked it up, and tucked it into the spider's mouth. Mordred popped it like a grape, but did not swallow. Rather, he let the delicious slime trickle down his throat. "Lovely. Tongue next, please." Walter wrapped an obedient hand around it and pulled, but succeeded in ripping it only partly loose. In the end, it was too slippery. He would have wept with agony and frustration if the bleeding sockets where his eyes had been could have manufactured tears. He reached for it again, but the spider was too greedy to wait. "Bend down. Poke your tongue out like you would at your honey's cunny. Quick, for your father's sake, Mordred's hungry."